Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Idea Lab time. I'm going to bring you through today. I'm going to give you the secret sauce as to how you quit your boring corporate job and build the life you want. I'm going to give you some harsh truths. Then I'm going to give you an exact roadmap that I used to become an entrepreneur. First, quick thank you to my partners. Today's episode is presented in association with Square. Over 4 million companies, from local shops to international chains, use Square to take payments, manage staff, and do business in-store and online. For almost everything your business needs, visit square.com. Square International Limited, trading as Square, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June, and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. The Wealth Summit is on at the RDS on November 15th. It's for entrepreneurs, business owners, and those that aspire to be. If you're at the startup, scale-up, or sell-up stage of the entrepreneurial journey, then the Wealth Summit is for you. Learn how to build personal and business balance sheets through business growth strategies and build out critical paths to financial independence. Join Stephen Bartlett, Niall Quinn, Mandy Hickson, Tom Gannon, and 30 other speakers for a day of empowerment, motivation, education, growth, and networking. And we have an exclusive offer for listeners of the pod. For €150 plus VAT, you're going to get a discounted Access All Areas ticket, which also gives you access to the Wealth Tribe lunch, and it gives you a free masterclass on November 16th on how you can actually implement AI into your business. It doesn't even end there. The first 10 people to sign up by September 15th will get a ticket to the 10X Growth Camp in Lutterstone Castle on September 29th, where you'll deep dive into business growth strategies, financial growth strategies, and AI implementation for growth. So click the link below to avail of this incredible offer. I base these Idea Labs now on questions that are sent in to me. If I keep seeing the same question coming in, inevitably, I'm going to do a pod on it. This is one of the most popular questions I get asked by people, and also one of the most popular questions I get asked to ask guests. How do I leave my job? Or a variation on that, how do I know it's time to start my business? How do I know it's time to quit my job? So today, I'm going to bring you through the exact roadmap that I used. But first, we're going to start with some harsh truths. Buckle up. You need to stop waiting for permission. You need to stop seeking the approval of everybody else to tell you that, yeah, you definitely should do that, Gary. Yeah, definitely, now's the right time. Oh, you can do it, you're great. If you need other people to tell you, then you're probably not going to be an entrepreneur. That's the harsh truth of it, right? An entrepreneur has to be willing to be independent of mind and also be able to go, F it, I'm doing it anyway. I don't care what you all think. That's when it actually comes true, right? If everybody's telling you, oh, that's great, yeah, that's brilliant, that's great, all that is just ego. It's just stroking your ego, telling you how good you're going to be. You haven't done anything yet. You need to go out there and do it. So stop looking for the next book. Stop looking for the next course. Stop looking for the next podcast, except these. Keep listening to these because these are brilliant and these will be your guide. But you need to stop seeking external validation is what I'm trying to tell you here. You need to go, okay, I'm in now. I'm all in. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to stop talking about it. How many of you, it's only me and you here, you can be honest. How many of you have that plan that you're like, one day I'm going to start my business. One day I'm going to quit this shitty job. I'm going to pursue my dreams. One day becomes never. one day, becomes 2 days, becomes 3 days, becomes next year, becomes the year after. How many people do you know, again, be honest, it's just me and you, how many people do you know that tell you about their great idea? Oh, I have this great idea for a business. I have this great idea for a business. I just need, insert excuse here, a mentor. I just need the money. The money's the big one, right? That's the big crutch we all use to go, oh, if only I had the money, I'd start a business. There's a million ways, right? I'm going to share you the secrets that I've learned from entrepreneurs. I used to think this way. So that's why I can be so confident in telling you this is what works. I used to think, oh, I'll just have to get like one more person. I'll just talk to one more person. I'll just get a bit more cash. I'll just do this. I'll just do that. All that is delaying the inevitable. You don't learn how to drive a car by reading 50 books on the subject. Have you learned anything ever by doing that? By reading 50 books, watching 50 podcasts, watching 50 movies, watching 50 documentaries about learning how to drive a car? No. You got the gist of it, and then someone brought you out and showed you, and you just got on with it. It's the same with nearly everything in life. Do your reps. Same with the gym, same with business. You got to do your reps. If you're going to become an entrepreneur, be an entrepreneur. Don't be talking about it. That is the first step. You need to just get on with it. Someone told me a great phrase, and it's been paraphrased a couple of times to me. It's going to take twice as long and cost twice as much to start your business. Probably three times as long and three times as much. So you need to have that at the back of your head. But that's not a reason not to start, because the sooner you start, the sooner you're there. The sooner you start, the sooner you put down your three times as long or twice as long. And the one rule, you ready? We're nearly 5 minutes in now. Here's the one rule you need to remember. There's no one way. I've done 300 plus episodes of the podcast, and no one's story is the same. Your story is not going to be the same as mine. It's not going to be the same as the next guest I have. It's not going to be the same as the next guest I have next week. Everyone's story is different. So stop looking for a template to copy exactly. I'm a big believer in you have to see it to be it. So look for inspirations, look for the mentors, look for the people that I have on my podcast, and look to them and go, what traits do they exhibit? What actions did they take? Don't be trying to rob just exactly how they did their business. But you need to take what applies to you and apply the hell out of it to you, to your strengths. You need self-awareness to know, right, what am I good at? What am I bad at? And you need to get going. That is the most important thing, is that you need to stop looking externally. All right? I'm going to give you the playbook as to how you actually step away from the job right now. You'll hear this term burn rate. Okay? Burn rate. Companies talk about their burn rate and their runway all the time. In simple layman's terms, all that means is how much money they're spending each day, their week, their month, their year. They'll mainly measure it in months. You need to do the exact same thing. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, think like an entrepreneur. That's the key. So let's do a simple exercise. You're going to work out your burn rate for the next 2 years. This is what I did before I started my last business, Host Butlers. I bootstrapped that business from 500 euro to 500k turnover. And that is not bullshit. It was with 500 euros I started that business, because I cut my burn rate down to zero and I bootstrapped it. Bootstrapped it, again, in layman's terms, means simply I started with my own money. It's a fancy term for saying I didn't take any external cash. I used cash I had on hand and I bootstrapped it myself. And that means you just cover your own costs, right? I think the best thing we can do in business is just cut all these terms out and just talk to each other normally. Bootstrapping. You don't need to wait and do all these courses and to get all this funding from Enterprise Ireland and get all this venture capital money. You can bootstrap most businesses, and you can definitely bootstrap yourself to getting a minimum viable product to get to market to see, is the company valuable or is the company valid? As in, is this going to be bought by people? Can I sell this? So Charlie from Bounce was on a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about listen, sell, build. And what that means is listen to what your potential customers are selling, or listen to what your potential customers want to buy, then sell it to them, and then build it for them. That's what you do. So basically, when I started Host Builders, I started a website. I built a website on Squarespace over a weekend and targeted a set number of people. I was looking for Airbnb hosts. I found the area in Dublin that had the most number of Airbnb hosts, which was around kind of like Ballsbridge, Rathmines, Ranelagh area, and I ran ads around one of the first, I think, third or fourth Web Summit that was on, because I knew it was the busiest time of year for Airbnbs. from that, I got my first couple of customers and I was off to the races. And then 2 to 3 years of hard work follows, right? You need to do the same. So for me, I worked out my burn rate. And what that means was, what are my big expenses? So for most people, it's pretty simple. Don't make this overly complicated. Don't like work out how many lattes you've had last month, unless you have a massive latte addiction. Work out the biggies, right? Work out the big four or five. So mainly for people, it'll be your rent or your mortgage. That's number one. Number two will be your food, just general living expenses. And then number three, it'll be variable for everybody, right? But let's say number three is, you know, your disposable income. You know, you might have investments, you might have pensions, you might have other things, you might have kids. Just put it on a simple spreadsheet. Don't go looking for the perfect template. Don't go looking for a formula. Write it down. I simply did this in a 2-page notebook. I showed it to my girlfriend at the time, now my wife. And I was like, look, this is all the money we're going to spend over the next 2 years. Our biggest outgoing was rent. Okay, so we were living in a beautiful apartment at the time. And it was, I'm trying to remember back, I think it was €1,400 a month, which at the time felt like a monstrous amount of money. And it was, I was working out going, okay, over the next 12 months, it's going to cost us this. Over the next 2 years, it's going to cost us this. And I think it was going to work out at something like 30 to 32 grand over the next kind of 2 to 3 years between, I think it was 36, we added in like utilities like electricity and gas and rent. So I said to her, I was like, the biggest thing we're going to spend over the next 2 years is 36 grand on rent and utilities. Let's buy a boat and live on that. And it wasn't quite as simple as that. But when you put it down in black and white, she's a very logical person. And she was like, oh, that is a lot of money. It would be good if we can save that. So basically, I cut our outgoings immediately down to just literally food. Got rid of rent. We bought a barge and lived on that for 4 years. And that was the first 4 years of Hostbuilders. So we lived on a barge. So we cut our rent down to almost zero. The running costs of that were negligible. And then that gave me the bandwidth to be able to start the business and not to have massive overheads. I didn't pay myself for the first, I'm going to say 9 months maybe. And then I started paying myself €1,000. That was the sweetest €1,000 I ever got in my life. But again, it's going to vary depending on where you are in your life, what your life circumstances are. Be very wary of people telling you, here's the playbook, here's the golden ticket, just follow these steps to my path to freedom. Generally, there's two things happening there. They're trying to sell you something, or number two, it's survivor bias. That's something to be very wary of when becoming an entrepreneur. Survivor bias. The people you look to as successes are successes because they've survived. They're the ones who made it out the far side. Hey, we're all going to heaven, lads. Happy days. They're the people who've said, if you just follow the steps I did, you'll be a success, because that's worked for them. But again, it's not going to work for you. But there's a couple of fundamentals that are just like the laws of physics, right? You start with first principles and you work your way forward. So simply get your burn rate down as low as you can. And then save up enough money if you can. This is kind of like in theory, right? This is one of the things you should do in theory. Get your savings down to a minimum of a year. So you're not under massive pressure, because if you're under massive pressure, you will make faulty decisions. Your logic will be skewed. You will take short-term decisions to get money in the door, which can lead to bad business decisions down the road. You'll partner with the wrong people. You'll take on the wrong kind of equity. You'll start selling out. So you do not want to be under pressure for money. If you're bootstrapping a business and you're building a cash flow business, it's probably the sweetest way to start as an entrepreneur, because you're getting money in the door straight away. And you're able to pay yourself and pay your suppliers as quickly as you can. It all depends, again, on what business you want to build. You know, you can't build SpaceX. You can't bootstrap SpaceX. But if you're trying to build most businesses, you can get the first year or two off the ground with money you can earn yourself. So get your burn rate down to as low as possible. And then, when do you know how to leave? I would start straight away. If you're listening to me now and you've got your job and you're working away at your corporate job, I think now is the perfect time in the world to do both. You can do it in the evenings, do it at the weekends. If you're not willing to do it in the evenings and the weekends, you're not going to be an entrepreneur. That's the harsh truth of it. I'm recording this at 7:57 p.m. And this is my full-time job. But it was also my full-time job all day today. I was at an event with my partner Square, which was super. We did that all day today. And now I'm back in the evening getting this out, because I have a deadline to get this out today. That's the reality of being an entrepreneur. You will have times where you have to work late and you will have to work in the weekends. That is not the default. You shouldn't be buying into the stereotype of 24/7 hustle, man. That's absolute horseshit. That is the old way to do it. But if you're an entrepreneur, you are going to have to put in the hard yards, right? It's not a 9-to-5, and especially not when you're starting off. As you get into the business a little bit more, you will be able to find balance. But if you really want this and you want to have the best of both worlds, as in you want to have your corporate job and you want to de-risk it by starting your side hustle on the side, that's how I would do it. If I was starting right now, I'd start in the evenings, start at the weekends, and test it and test it and test it. And you have plenty of time to build a business on the side now, especially remote working. You've now probably got, the average commute is probably 45 minutes to an hour. So now you've got back 2 hours a day. If you're not commuting, if you're working from home, even say 3 days a week, let's just do simple maths, right? Because I only like simple maths. That's 2 hours a day. So let's say you're not commuting 3 days a week. So that's 6 hours a week you can put into your business just from commuting time. If you tack on, say, another 4 on a Saturday, 4 on a Sunday, regardless of the other 2 days, you know, we're now up to 14 hours in a week. You can easily find a couple and get that up to 20 hours a week. If you're working at something 20 hours a week, you are going to start to see progress pretty damn quickly. And that is enough for you to know when the time will be right to leave your job. Because you'll know, you'll be able to test it straight away. You'll be able to get customer feedback straight away. And you need to iterate fast. Within 3 months, you need to see, is there a demand for this project and this product? If there isn't, move on to the next one. Don't just quit. Move on to the next one. And you will know when the time is right to become an entrepreneur. I hope that helps you. The biggest thing, remember, stop waiting for permission. Stop waiting for people to tell you what to do. Go and build your own future. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I'll be back here with an incredible interview with Ray Nolan on Thursday. I will see you then. Have a great week and go build your own future.